Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. Today's homily is given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, April 10th, 2022, Palm Sunday. Now here is Father Anthony.
As many of you know, the Masters is going on right now, and today is the last day for that, and I get excited that the winter sports are coming to a close, and now it's finally baseball and golf. Of course, kind of starting golf a couple years ago, I always begin with high expectations. So early on in the season, you get out there and the score is not quite at par or bogey. And sometimes a little disappointing when it's still the same towards the end of the season too. And the temptation is to get discouraged if you get a bad hole, or instead of seeing the bigger picture of the entire game. Golf and all sports, in a way, are somewhat like life. There's bad days and there's good days, bad holes and good holes, and sometimes we miss the overall picture. Our Lord's Passion is a lot like life. There's joy and suffering, and that's why we say it's the greatest story ever told, the greatest love story. Nothing will we ever have to endure that Christ has not already endured himself. Year after year, we reflect upon the narrative that we just had to discover greater depth and meaning. And the church does it in a striking way, because it's not just the normal way that we proclaim from the ambo, but she invites you to be part of it. All the other liturgies, it's the deacon and I that are up here that proclaim it. But this year, and on this day, and every year I should say, the church invites us so that we remember. So this year we reflect upon Luke's gospel. And Luke, like the other gospels, Matthew and Mark, all bring up a different element of the narrative. So Luke talks about here, in his narrative, as Jesus is about to endure his physical agony. You could imagine, because he knows that it's on the horizon, he's probably suffering some psychological agony as well. The psychological agony of knowing that you're going to have to do something really big, or that you don't want to do it. Mind sometimes plays game with us, and we're up all night thinking about it. So in the midst of Jesus' mental agony, he stops for a moment, and he turns to his best friends, and he says to them, "It is you who have stood by me. It is you who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer a kingdom on you, just as my Father has conferred one on me, that you may eat and drink at my table, and you will sit upon 12 thrones." 12 is very symbolic. There were 12 tribes of Israel, and there were 12 apostles, and Jesus is establishing his church. So Jesus, in the midst of his suffering, what's getting him through is the hope of his church. Simon, he turns to, "Behold, Satan has deemed to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed that your own faith may not fail. And once you have turned back, you must strengthen your brothers." Jesus is giving Peter the authority of his church. Jesus appoints a share of his royal identity on those who are part of his church. The 12, Peter having prima place, and us by being baptized. In the midst of his passion, everything that he's about to face, everything that he's about to undergo, he's looking forward and beyond the cross to the role of Peter, the role of the apostles, and to the never-failing faith of his church. I don't know about you, but I find great hope when I'm down in the dumps or going through something in my faith. Year after year, we do this ritual. We begin at the back, we bless palms, we come in, we read the narrative, so that over time, it impresses upon our memory all the Passion Sundays that we've celebrated, all the Easters that we've celebrated, all the Holy Thursdays, all the Good Fridays. So in a spiritual way, we're entering into them. In spite of suffering, in spite of hardship, in spite of death, we have something here that is unfailing. And this is what gave Jesus hope. And he's giving us a model for our hardships, suffering, and death in life. We have Jesus, and we have the pledge of eternal life.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.